Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point. It's the summer of the Great Recession. Money's tight. Jobs are wobbly. Some of us are traveling and looking to do it on the cheap. Some of us are staying close to home. But we all need a vacation. So what's your strategy, your plan this summer? We've got the pros and travel gurus for top tips, and we want to hear from you. This hour, On Point Restorative Vacation Strategies on the Cheap for the summer of 09. You can join the conversation. What's your budget vacation plan this summer? What deals have you found? What new thrifty ways of thinking about vacation, at home or on the road? You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Great pair with us this hour from Los Angeles. I'm joined by Catherine Hamm. She's travel editor for the Los Angeles Times, writes the On the Spot travel column there. Catherine, thank you very much for being with us this hour.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
And with us from New York is Nina Wildorf. She's editor-in-chief of the magazines Budget Travel and Girlfriend Getaways. Nina, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Catherine, first to you. What I'm reading here that way less than half of Americans are going to do leisure travel this summer. I mean, people really are, it seems to, from what I can see, pulling in their horns on the vacation front.
I think that's right, Tom, and I think that's a mistake because, frankly, there have never been better deals than I'm seeing right now. In the last 10 years of doing this, I have never seen prices like this.
Most people have a hard time knowing what's a deal and what's not. Give us a sense. Run down the list. What's at the top of your great deal list in the 2009 summer?
Well, I think one of the things that you're seeing, first of all, I think you're seeing great deals on cruises. Cruises are a good way for families to travel. They're a good way for older vacationers, but they're also nice for younger vacationers who are just looking away to get away from the kids, perhaps, for a little privacy. And just came across my desk this morning, Crystal Cruises, which is one of the top cruise lines, has a three-day deal for 25% off. You just don't see things like that. We're seeing great deals to Alaska also, and the Caribbean, of course. So that is one of the top deals for summer. But the really great thing that I'm seeing, one of the really great things I'm seeing, Tom, is I'm seeing lots of deals on hotels. Now, a hotel is often the biggest chunk of a vacationer's budget, and we sort of forget that because we tend to be focused a lot on airfares. So we're seeing lots of 2 days and the third day is three, or 5 days and the next 2 days are free. We're seeing lots of discounts at higher-end hotels, too, which are really suffering in this recession. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
Put some dollar figures on some of these things, Catherine, because I can imagine this summer in particular, with all those jobs that are gone, with some people's pay packages cut back and others concerned about their jobs, I mean, some will snap up these bargains and others are going to think, I just don't know if I can even think about it. I mean, it's true. I'm looking at Expedia.com. There's all these online travel outfits. Here's the headline, rooms for just $21 and we'll help pay for gas. I mean, that sounds close to free. Put some dollars on some of the deals out there.
It is almost close to free. I'm looking at a deal right now from the Signature at MGM Grand, which is the hotel that's behind the big MGM Grand. And it's a place that I stayed a couple of summers ago, and I think I paid about $275 for a room. Very nice room, small kitchenette. And at the time, because Vegas was go, 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 that was considered pretty reasonable. But I'm seeing suites from $100 a night at MGM and MGM Grand Signature. And I just haven't seen that. I've seen at the Trump Tower, the new big tower that's opened just recently in Las Vegas, rooms from $125 a night. I have a deal on my desk from the Aloha State. Hawaii is celebrating 50 years of statehood this year, and they have a package at the Waikiki Prince Kuhio, a 50% discount on junior suites. Now, a regular suite would go for about $500 a night, but with this deal, you get a $250 a night suite and a $50 credit to the hotel's restaurant, which is Mac 24/7, which is something that we've written about before. So they're out there. There are all these great deals out there. It just takes a little bit of looking to find them.
So it's deals, 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 if you've got the money and the confidence in your job to do it. Of course, a lot of people may not this summer. Catherine Hamm in Los Angeles, stand by. Nina Wildorf is with us in New York. What do you see going on? First, just in the attitude of Americans this summer as they think about vacationing.
Well, you know, I think we're at a very interesting time. And one of the things that's really come up is, you know, we all saw the economy and people's travel plans really contract at the end of 08. And people were really taking a wait-and-see approach. You know, traveling felt like a very risky enterprise, even into very early 09. One of the things that started to happen is, you know, I think everyone just feels like life is so hard. You know, we're all working harder than we ever have before. And, you know, putting in more hours, life is just generally more expensive. And that kind of need to take a vacation has never felt more urgent, you know. And so I actually just got back from a vacation I took with my family to California and was reminded why it's so important to get out there and kind of refresh yourself because life has gotten so hard. And so one of the things that we're seeing is, you know, as you've been talking about so far, incredible travel deals. If you have time, if you have money at all, it's become more affordable than ever to get out there and explore. The world has really opened up to travelers right now.
Great deals, but at the same time, people all over the place looking to do it really on the cheap and maybe not even be part of the travel industry necessarily at all as they do it. I want to hear from a lot of our listeners this hour about how they, you listeners, are spending your summer vacation. Catherine Hamm and Nina Wildorf are with us. Let's get a call right here from Spokane, Washington, and Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. What are you doing this summer?
Hello. My thing for this summer, and I used to be into it, and I find myself getting back into it, is backpacking. I mean, for me, it's just a great way to get outside, especially in the Spokane area, and to get some time off and to get out. And I found some really, really good deals on the gear that goes along with it right now.
So even the people who sell the gear for backpacking, what, cutting their prices because of the economy?
Absolutely.
Where do you go? How many days? Is it your main vacation? Is it weekend, or do you get out for a whole week? How do you do it, Dave?
Well, what I try to do is take the 3- and 4-day weekend so I can take take one vacation day or two, get 4 days out of it. And usually for backpacking, I mean, honestly, that's kind of enough for me, and it's a great just recharge.
Give us a little vicarious appreciation of your backpacking ideal. What's your sweetest moment when you're out for a 3- or 4-day session of backpacking? What's the sweetest moment of your time?
Well, I think the sweetest is you know, daybreak at the lake on the first morning you're there, and you realize, like, that you remember why you went. You know, maybe the day before, that Friday evening hiking in, it's hot, and you don't get the full appreciation, and then you wake up the next morning, and all the beauty is there, all the quiet. That's the money right there.
Hey, daybreak at the lake. Who can argue with that? It sounds terrific, and thanks. We get a little mini vacation right along with you, Dave. Let me get Jeff in Boston. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So this later this summer, me and my friends are going up to Canada for the Royal Henley Regatta.
Okay, that's rowing, like sculls on the river, lake, something?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And we've done in years past, we looked into a Canadian university. We're able to stay on campus in a townhouse, you know, full kitchen, full bathroom, for $39 Canadian a night.
So you've got an event, plus you've got friends, and you've got $39 a night. That sounds pretty great.
Yeah, it is. And I was wondering if any American universities kind of offer this same deal, where you can stay at the dorms.
Let's see what we know. Catherine, Nina, what do you say?
I'm not sure about that, Tom. I do know that American hostels, which are kind of a growing concern in the United States, are coming to the fore. We are all familiar with staying in hostels in Europe, but in the United States there are hostels as well, and there's some pretty
they're really
nice
stylish
ones.
Too, aren't they, Catherine?
Are.
I've seen some incredible ones in LA in particular recently.
What's the difference between a hostel and a hotel, or a hostel and a college dorm being rented? Nina, have you what do you see?
I mean, I think it's a matter of, you know, place by place what the exact accommodations are. You know, a lot of times you'll find shared rooms that have multiple beds in them, you know, a bathroom down the hall. It's kind of a similar experience in both cases. But to answer the original question, I have heard of people staying at colleges and universities in Europe. Places like Oxford and Cambridge do rent out their rooms to travelers. And it's a great way to kind of experience also very appealing destinations that are outside of the big cities. But in the U.S., I think that that's a really interesting question. I personally don't know whether you can stay at colleges, but it's certainly worth calling to ask them because you never know. I would imagine that universities are looking for ways to kind of fill those rooms when they can in the summer months.
No doubt. And Catherine, there's our caller Dave in Spokane putting away his plane tickets and just getting out his hiking boots.
Well, I think that particularly coming from California, we're very in tune with the outdoors, and we say, come to California, spend your money here, we need it. I think the closer-to-home vacations, particularly for West Coasters, make a lot of sense. We've got tremendous national parks. We have wonderful outdoor scenics. It just doesn't get better than this.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about restorative vacation strategies on the cheap in the summer of the Great Recession. You can join the conversation. Have you found great travel bargains out there, or have you just turned closer to home this summer? Are you planning a staycation? How are you going to make it feel like a vacation? Are you locking in on a destination this year and looking for deals, or ready to go just wherever the deals are? Michigan would like you to come there, like just about every other state. Michigan's tourism department has been airing TV ads in hope of luring visitors.
Once we were dreamers, adventurers set out to discover new lands. New people, new ways. Once we were great explorers in search of hidden treasure, secret hideouts, magic lands. The treasure is still here and waiting to inspire a new generation of dreamers. Come uncover the riches and bounty of pure Michigan.
Sounds gorgeous to me, but this summer, is it close enough? Is it cheap enough? Catherine Hamm is with us from the Los Angeles Times, and Nina Wildorf is here from Budget Traveler and Girlfriend Getaways magazines. Let's get a call from Joe in Charleston, South Carolina. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point that one of the things that's changed for me personally as far as the way the economy is I believe in taking a lot of mini vacations. Within the state that you live in and support your local state, there's a lot of parks, there's still a lot of very economical things you can do. Hamburgers and hot dogs are still pretty cheap. You know, being able to visit a good body of water, spending time with family, take the horseshoes. You know, there's a lot of ways you can take vacations and spend a lot less money. There are a lot of great deals, but if you have the money to go out and venture other states, then go into those states like Michigan and Ohio and help support those states that are struggling, that have a higher unemployment rate and what have you.
Yeah, so have a great time and maybe put your pennies where they'll do some good at the same time, maybe close to home and maybe right there in Michigan or you name it. Nina, how about it? People staying closer to home or taking those deals and jetting off? I don't know. I see Australia's a bargain this summer. That's not exactly backyard. It's not even
from
summer.
The colors that we've been hearing from are really speaking to some trends that we have been seeing at Budget Travel Magazine over the course of the summer so far. One is really making the most of the time that you have. You know, Americans are really taking day trips. They're taking long weekends. You know, that notion of the two-week vacation is dated to a lot of people. I mean, just taking that much time is hard. But the fact is you can really get away and feel that kind of relief from a long weekend. And so that is one big trend. The other is national parks are seeing a big jump this year. And just in particular as one kind of example, like Yellowstone National Park has had its busiest January through June period on record this year so far. And that's just an example of one of the parks. So, you know, there are state parks in the states, in every state, and the national parks are obviously an incredible rich resource across the U.S. So the idea that travel has to be expensive and difficult is just so not where we're at right now. It's really accessible to everybody.
Catherine Hamm, do you track state national parks? Are they full up? Is it sort of too late this summer? summer, or can people still show up, roll out the tent and show up and get a place to have a campfire?
Well, I think the great thing, Tom, is that we're seeing some last-minute cancellations. And that's really if the state parks are full or the national parks are full, and sometimes they are. If you call at the last minute, sometimes you can grab a cancellation and get in. So, yes, I think things are fuller than they've been in a long time, but also don't give up the ship because it is possible to get in.
And Nina, you may pay attention to this at Budget Traveler. Do Americans still know how to camp, or do they show up at the campgrounds and they're not sure what they should have brought along and not sure what to do?
That's funny. I think the nice thing about camping is that, you know, you can't go that wrong, you know,
yeah,
as long
true.
As you have your tent and some food,
yeah.
And really a game spirit, because that's really – camping is so much fun because there is so much – you know, you have these kind of unexpected adventures. So and that's really one of the joys of travel, is really getting outside of your regular space and just opening yourself up to kind of be silly and have a blast. And so if you even don't know how to camp, don't worry. Just get a tent, talk to some friends, and get out there. You're guaranteed to kind of have some kind of fun.
Camille in Franklin, Massachusetts. You're on the air, Camille.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My family, my husband, my 18-month-old, and I are meeting my family halfway in Pennsylvania for farm camp.
Farm camp. What is that exactly, Camille?
Well, it's a bed and breakfast that you help out with the chores on the farm, so the kids get to get their own eggs in the morning and milk the cows. And it's in the middle of Amish country, so there's lots of fun markets and zoos. And our zoo membership up here in Massachusetts works down there, so it's a really cheap vacation.
And what does it run you?
Oh, well, we rented a room for $115 a night that sleeps four. And that's breakfast for everybody, too.
That sounds pretty great. I mean, it depends where you're coming from, doesn't it? It sounds like just growing up to me. But if you switch environments, Nina, there's a big excitement in that. If you head out from the city and suddenly you're on the farm and milking the cows, and the rate sounds unbeatable.
Really, it doesn't really take that long to get outside of your space. And the other thing that's really interesting about that is that something like a farm camp really allows you to get your hands dirty, so to speak, and really interact with the environment that you're in. And one of the things that we're really seeing at Budget Travel that this speaks to is a desire to learn something and to try something new and to let travel be a way that you're coming back with a new skill, that you're coming back with something that really enriches you. And, you know, spending time with your family in that kind of setting can just be so valuable.
And you may or may not need to go far to do it. I'm looking here in the Detroit Free Press. They're saying, you know, you don't need to go to a dude ranch in Wyoming to ride horses. You'll probably find some horses maybe closer to home than that, depending where you live. You don't need to go to the San Diego Zoo to go to a zoo. You've probably got a zoo nearby. It may not be quite San Diego's, but certainly worth a visit, at least in New Britain, Connecticut. At least you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
This is a great timing for this program because last night I was actually looking for vacations. But as a teacher, I've got a lot of free time during the summer, and usually we do take vacations. My husband was recently laid off and then got another job, so his vacation schedule, he doesn't have one.
Right.
He did.
Too
so
new at the job.
Right. New job, new vacation days.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take long weekends. But also I found that just staying home and doing a lot of gardening and making our backyard and our patio look really lovely. And reading is a nice way to get away. It sounds boring, but it's true.
Right there at home, and we hope you have a great time with it. Catherine, I'm looking here at a list of suggestions for this word that's everywhere these days, staycation, you know, sort of close to home instead of traveling. And they've got, I don't know, 9 or 10, they say pieces of advice. They say, make a budget, even for a staycation. Be a tourist. You know, treat your own hometown as if you were a tourist there. What would you go see? Order in. Take a break from cooking. Unplug. Shut off the email. Camp out. Challenge yourself. Maybe try to, you know, improve your tennis game or your golf. Entertain. Rejuvenate. You know, and do it all right at home. That's not much for the travel industry, but I guess it could be a good time, Catherine.
Well, any time that you can get out and see new sights and just get away from the day-to-day, the humdrum, the thing that makes you craziest at work, whether it's your cubicle mate or whether it's the traffic, that's a restorative thing. And I think that is healthy and great, and Americans need to do more of it.
Detroit Free Press, in that same article, they've got a list of what kids remember from their summer vacations. They always, you know, ask them what I did on my summer vacation. And the things that come up again and again are not exactly the Eiffel Tower. Kids' memories that they celebrate in their little essays are making s'mores at a campfire, river tubing or canoeing, visiting a zoo, having a sleepover in the yard, jumping on a trampoline. Nina, it's not exactly halfway around the world to do that.
No, but I think one of the things that is talking, those kids are talking about, you know, is not a staycation. And I'm going to sort of be the other point here, which is that I actually don't believe in staycations.
Really?
And the reason is because I think that some people may be able to actually shut off parts of their life when they're in their home. I can't. You know, I see those bills. I see the dishes stacking up. And it's very hard for me to achieve that kind of sense of escape.
Okay, if you're not going to grant us the staycation, then you've got to give us some great deals. Oh, budget travel wizard. We heard Catherine's list. What's on yours? What are the great opportunities out there?
Here's the thing. Okay, a couple that have come up in the past day, to my mind, there's an incredible Southwest sale on right now. So they're calling it the Why Drive When You Can Fly $59 or Less One-Way Sale. This is through October, through the end of October, with a 21-day advance purchase. You can get everywhere from, you know, Kansas City, Denver, $59, you know, Birmingham, Nashville, $39 one way. So this is, you know, the cost of a tank of gas.
Can't afford to stay home at those rates. You've got to go.
Exactly. You know, and so, you know, driving vacations really are up. Even if you take a day trip out of your hometown, it will allow you that sense of escape that a vacation really provides.
Southwest Airlines with some bargains. What else is on your great deal list, Nina?
Another one is Orbitz is running an incredible deal right now. As you said, like, you know, all of these sites have their deals of the moment. Mm-hmm. This is one that that we really like at Budget Travel. It's called the Huge Hotel Sale. And they have more than 5,000 hotels that are on sale right now. There's no end date for the sale. Most of the properties do, though, finish their sales through the end of the summer. They're offering 50% off Caribbean resorts, 45% off Mexico and Hawaii hotels, and 40% off European properties. So one example of a hotel that you can go to is a 4-star in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic for $177 a night. And that includes a $200 resort credit. So, I mean, that's just an incredible deal, you know, for a 4-star hotel. And that's one of the things is that luxury really has trickled down and has become accessible to the budget traveler, to the average American, to kind of go have these kind of spectacular experiences you never could have imagined.
Catherine, you've got your on-the-spot column. What about some of these sales? They're so fast, you know, that you've got to look, like, act immediately. You know, here, I don't know, sometime recently JetBlue had a one-day airfare sale, $14 from San Francisco to New York, or some hotel was, they had $1 rooms, but you've got about 5 minutes to grab it. How are we supposed to know when these great deals are available?
You know, you do have to be plugged in, and you have to be Twittering, and you have to be Facebooking, and you have to be on the web all the time, because you are going to get great deals, but you have to be first. And it's very competitive. It takes time. It takes patience. And if you have both, you can probably score a great deal, but you have to be on top of things. Southwest has its own program, Ding, that you can download, and it will tell you when there's a great sale. There are lots of travel blogs. SmarterTravel.com, for example, often comes through with great airfare deals and sales. You want to sign up for the airline's notifications when they send out information about great deals. You want to be looking at blogs. LATimes.com has a daily travel and deal blog that has great deals on it. So you have to keep your antenna up at all times.
Can you still go to an old-fashioned travel agent and get their advice on these deals, or is that just too antique? Does it work?
I think you can go to a travel agent. I reserve travel agents for doing the really tricky itineraries because, unlike in the past where their services were free, they now charge. So when I'm doing something that's really tricky, perhaps an intricate European itinerary or something that's way far afield, I will go to a travel agent. But I think if you're willing to invest the time, it's easy enough for the layman to go out there and find those deals.
Let's get a call from San Francisco and Diamond Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, I just got back from my annual church picnic, free gathering called the Rainbow Gathering. It's my 28th year where people give what they can. Everybody gets what they need. This year was way up in the mountains of New Mexico in the Santa Fe National Forest. Totally beautiful. Thousands of people come. People give what they can. It's that tradition, that hippie tradition that goes all the way back. Some people come on freight trains. Some people come on veggie buses. Thousands of people come. It's a great time. It's a great time way up in the mountains.
It sounds fantastic. Rainbow gathering this year in New Mexico. Give us a moment from it, Dave. What did you enjoy the most?
The fourth of July is always our big day. That's when the big circle. There's 5,000, maybe 6,000 people in a circle, and the rains came and a great rainbow gathering, a double rainbow. I've never seen such a rainbow before in my life. Okay, people can see it on YouTube, but they go rainbow gathering 2009. It's already on the. And it's just people coming together. It's like a reunion revival. I'm seeing people I haven't seen all year. One more time around the sun, and we're still here.
It sounds great, Dave. Thanks so much for calling. A little hippie love in New Mexico. It sounds cheap, and it sounds great. Thank you for calling. Let's get another California voice here right now from Santa Monica. Joe Robinson joins us. He's a work-life coach there, wants Americans to get out and vacate. Joe, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Are people, you have written, you wrote Work to Live, The Guide to Getting a Life. You've said again and again, Americans just aren't vacationing enough. How's the recession affecting that trend? Is it helping get people onto your track of lighten up and live, or everybody knows to the grindstone?
Well, you know, it cuts two kinds of ways, really. One thing about the recession is it's giving people a lot of perspective about what's important, what's valuable in their lives. So I think people are considering things like their vacation time, giving it more value than they used to in the past when we were all caught up in who's got the biggest house and who's got the biggest car. So that's good. At the same time, there's pressure that people feel because of their finances, and there's pressure because of the fear people feel about their jobs, and if they take a vacation, they could get fired or laid off. So people are dealing with a lot of insecurity about taking their time, and I always want to encourage people to make sure that they get their life in, because if you err on the side of fear, your life is not going to happen. I talked to a woman who had been at a company for 25 years. She had about 5 weeks off because she'd been there so long, but she only took more than a couple of long weekends all year long, because she was afraid that she wouldn't make it into the next round. She might get laid off. Well, she wound up getting laid off herself after 25 years. So now she's asking herself, well, where did my life go? And so those are the kinds of things that we have to keep in perspective here when we have the fear chipping away at us about whether we should take our time or not.
And your advice to people staring at maybe that layoff, maybe a smaller paycheck, maybe no paycheck?
Well, I think the advice is that you can only control the things that you can control, and whether you're going to get laid off or not is really not in your hands. And the fact is that by law, if you have a vacation policy at your company, you're entitled to that time. And in fact, if you don't get it, I know in the state of California, if you don't get that time that's taken away from you, you have to be compensated for that.
I'm Tom Asbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about restorative vacation strategies on the cheap in the summer of the Great Recession. Catherine Hamm is with us from the Los Angeles Times, writes the On the Spot travel column there. Editor-in-chief of Budget Travel and Girlfriend Getaways, Nina Wildorf, is with us from New York. And from Santa Monica, California, Joe Robinson is here, a work-life coach who says, get out there, Americans, and take your vacation. You never know. You may fear a layoff or not take your vacation. May come anyway. So do it. Nina, I wanted to ask you about this lock in or wait till the last minute sort of tension. What's the better advice this summer, or is there a best way to go?
There is a best way to go right now, and that is to look for the last minute deal. So many companies, packagers, airlines are really dropping their prices at the last minute to unload inventory. You'll see this at hotels too. And to give you a sense for some of the things you might find, we actually just sent a writer to Tokyo from LA for $333 on a last minute ticket.
Now, how last minute
piano.
Was that? I mean, $300.
He left 3 days later.
Okay.
You know, so it was, we created a challenge where we sent two writers to basically say, you know, in the next week, you need to go really far away for under $1,200 and total for the whole trip, flights, everything, hotel, food, you know, taxis.
Right.
And I mean, it's just incredible what you could find because we wanted to really put that to the test. I mean, everyone's talking about the kind of last-minute deals, but really, how good are they?
Well, but it's one thing if they're working for you at Budget Traveler, but for an ordinary person, how does this work? There's your vacation. It's on the calendar. Mm-hmm. You know it. The boss knows it. It's probably not going
right.
to move. You're getting closer and closer to it. You don't have any plan yet. You're just going to throw yourself in, you know, what, like crowd surf at the last, you know, surf the web at the last minute and see what?
Yeah, so you could do that. If you really need to lock in some dates, I'd lock them in and then stay flexible in terms of the types of trip that you'd be willing to take.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, cruising is an incredible value, and big cruise lines are discounting for short cruises that last 3 to 5 days. So that's always a great value. You can find like a 5-day cruise on Carnival for $349 a person. So if you really need to lock in those days to sort of get that sign off from your boss and really make sure, okay, I'm going to take my week in August, just set that aside and then see what you can find right now. If you're not finding anything good, look back in a week. You know, go to sites like obviously the biggies, Orbitz, Travelocity, Hotels.com, etc. I'd go to sites like igoyugo.com. I'd look for the deals that we have on our website at Budget Travel. We have exclusive real deals. Things like right now, airfare and 4 nights in Rome for $699 a person. And you can choose your gateway city. So if you're coming from Boston, if you're coming from LA, you can filter the deals that way and really find what's out there.
Catherine, how do you see it working, the last-minute travel? I mean, are most people brave enough to save their planning until, I don't know, 3 days, 24 hours before they bolt?
Well, I think it's amazing how, at least in my case, I become much more courageous as I see my budget shrinking. So
right.
The fewer dollars I have to spend, the more I'm willing to gamble. And I do see people waiting until the last minute, and they're being rewarded. Now, this drives travel suppliers absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But for the consumer, it can be a great thing.
And what about the flights? Are they going to be there? I mean, I know a lot of airlines have cut back on the number of flights that are available. I've flown a little bit just in recent weeks. I had to, and every flight was absolutely full.
Hmm. Capacity continues to be an issue, but I still think you can find good airfare deals. As Nina mentioned, there's the Great Southwest sale going on. And one of my favorite websites is airfarewatchdog.com, which can really direct you to some terrific deals. Now, there are restrictions and so forth and so on many of these deals, but they're so worth it.
Joe, what's your advice to people? I mean, you're really thinking about the restorative aspect of this vacation. You want people to have a work-life balance and really recreate out there. Does it matter how it's planned or where you go or just get out?
Well, it does. It matters that you get away from your home, so I'm not a staycation fan. You need to get some place where you're away from the stressors, because that's the service, the restorative service that a vacation provides, is it cuts you off from the source of the day-to-day stressors and your day-to-day mind, and it puts you into experiences in which you can be fully engaged and have flow experiences where you're not worried about yesterday or tomorrow. You're fully alive inside your own time. So those are the kinds of things that we can have take place when we have a participant vacation instead of just sitting around, and when we get out of our home environments as well. Another critical ingredient is you need time. Studies show that vacations cure burnout, but it takes 2 weeks for that process, that restorative process of regathering crashed emotional resources to occur. So you need real time. You know, vacation is as important as watching your cholesterol or getting exercise. Just an annual vacation can cut the risk of heart attack in men by a third, and women who take more than one vacation a year can cut that risk in half. So there's no health food that can do that.
But 2 weeks? I mean, Nina, how many Americans actually go off on a two-week vacation? Any idea?
I have to say I was a little shocked by the 2 weeks thing just here.
Sounds
because
great.
I just don't. I know. I wish I had 2 weeks to take and go restore. But the thing that I found is that, you know, it really can happen in a day or two. That's my experience, and I think that that's a more realistic expectation for most Americans right now, as long as you sort of set it up right, as long as you – I agree that you need to leave your house. I don't believe in staycations because I think that you're so tethered to the kind of anxieties of the day-to-day. If you leave your space, you know, you've put yourself in a different environment, and you really allow yourself to shut off the BlackBerry and decompress and – just be with your family or try something new. I've found that I can really get into that vacation mode in like 24 hours, as long as you really set your mind to just saying, okay, I'm in a different place right now, and I am going to allow myself to relax, which is so necessary.
2 weeks sure sounds great. That flow experience, Joe, I'm not sure, but it sounds like something we all want. Let's hear from our listeners. Christine, Williamsburg, Virginia. No small number of people go straight there, but what about your plans, Christine? What's up?
Well, as a college student, we have a lot more time than we do money, and so what I'm doing with my friends this summer is carpooling to Connecticut to go visit a mutual friend up there.
Yeah.
And it's a way to travel as a group and save a lot of money. It's hard to drive by yourself, but with a group, it's a lot easier, and you get to go see friends, and you get to spend time with the friends that you're traveling with.
So you share the car, you crash at the friend's house, and you've got a pretty good budget plan right there.
Exactly. It's really cheap, and as college students, we're used to eating junk food, so that's easy to travel with. So, and in Williamsburg, it's really stressful with all the tourists that come. You just want to leave. Like, you just want to run away.
Right.
So it's really nice to be able to do that with friends.
Sounds like you've got your escape plan. Don't wolf down too many burgers or you may regret it. Thanks for coming. Julio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You're on the air, Julio.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My wife and I are both teachers, and so of talking about time, we both have the time that you were just talking about.
Lucky you.
We are taking advantage of family across the country this summer, and while we are in between Iowa City and Des Moines right now, we are from Connecticut, and we stayed with family in Chicago, we stayed with family in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and we're heading out to Colorado to spend the week out there with family, too. So we reconnect, aside from staying with them and saving money, we're also reconnecting with family that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, so there's kind of joy right in that. It sounds great, Julio, and I hope you have a great trip. I mean, Catherine, you know, there's some things which are maybe not free, but get right down there when it's family, if you're staying, if the relationship's right. I've got family that some in the Midwest, I'm thinking of one porch in the family. It's just a screened porch. It's got some nice trees around it. I can't tell you how many summer nights that I've sat out there. It's not a mountaintop. It's not Paris. It's not fancy, but it sure is a sweet place to be with people that you care about and like to share time with, Catherine.
Well, absolutely, and I think you should always encourage your relatives to move to interesting places. That's what I did. I encouraged my mom and dad when they were going to retire to a place that I would want to visit, and they ended up in California. I was not living here then. And it was great because it was always a way to come home and see my mom and dad and then be able to explore Southern California. So, yeah, encourage those relatives to move to places you want to visit.
Let's go to Diane in Franklin, Massachusetts. Diane, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Originally, I was going to tell you that I'm a diehard fan of staycations, but then when I thought about what a staycation is, I have to tell you that I'm a quasi-staycation type. I'm here in Massachusetts, one
yep.
of the most beautiful states in the country, and there are limitless things to do here. You can act
yes,
like
indeed.
A tourist. You can act like a native.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my boyfriend and I have been doing is because neither he nor I can coordinate our schedule to vacation at the same time.
Oh.
If we've been doing weekends, and we bought ourselves memberships to the Audubon Society of Massachusetts, and we've been making rounds of all the Audubon locations. When it turns out that we're going to go to the western part of the state,
yep.
then we'll jump online and we'll do the little bit of planning it takes to find a hotel. But other than that, we're just not into the fair watching and the got to go a million places and all the work it takes. We're into the let's just get up and go.
And you've got a kind of a built-in agenda with one Audubon destination after another. It gives a kind of structure
Absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely. And I would strongly recommend things like that to anybody where you can get these sort of naturalist memberships. And most of them are free or low cost, and they're well within driving distance. So if you feel like you can't leave your home, you can always come back.
Sounds great, Diane. Nina, I have to say I am extremely sympathetic to what Diane said here about not wanting to spend too much time planning the thing. Sometimes trying to plan a vacation online, I feel as though I spend as much time trying to pull it together and pulling my hair out in the process as I actually do on the vacation. It's overwhelming.
I hear you. I think that one of the things that's coming up that's really, really exciting to hear from all the callers is all of the different ways there are to have a vacation right now that can work. And some people really get into the thrill of the hunt, of the searching online and the scouting for deals and all of that. If that's not you, there are other options out there, you know, visiting family, taking a road trip, something we haven't talked about, house swapping. You know, say you want to go to a destination like New York City, and you know, hotels can be fairly expensive there, though they're not that expensive right now. You know, you can trade apartments, trade houses, you know, for just, you pay an agency a certain amount of money to hook you up. It's very affordable. You can barter now for hotel rooms. This is a trend that we've been seeing, where if you really want to stay someplace, you know, maybe you can do a little work for them at an inn. We've heard of travelers that have exchanged, you know, services for the price of a room. You know, the state parks. I think the idea is that, you know, if you want to get out there, and I think that that need to vacation is so crucial right now, that there are so many tools at your disposal to take that vacation and, or a getaway, or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, you don't have to spend a week online searching and rooting around for deals if that's not really something that floats your boat. I mean, I'm the kind of person that kind of loves that, but a lot of people aren't and don't have the time for it.
Just a quick note here, Nita. Give us a half a minute lesson in bartering for a hotel room. I've done it, but I think many people don't know how to begin to do that. What's the first sentence that comes out of your mouth when you want to barter for a hotel room?
Well, so what we heard from a reader recently who stayed at an inn on Cape Cod, and what they did is they got in touch with the inn and said, you know, I really love your inn. Is there any way we could trade services?
Wash dishes tonight and for the room?
They did. This was a house painter. So they painted a room and got to stay there for the night. And that was a really cool thing. I've also heard of somebody who did taxes for the hotel owner. So if you have the skill, like, you know, you never know. I think that the idea of just kind of asking a question, asking for a discount, asking if there's any way you can stay and trade services, you know, what's the worst they can say?
So you really are talking barter. I was just thinking bargaining. Yeah. Wow, you're way beyond me. Trish in Hampton, Massachusetts, you're on the air, Trish. What have you got?
I got my family a room for $16 a night outside of Disney in Florida, including breakfast. For all of us, we're going for 2 weeks.
No kidding. Why not? You can't stay home for $16 a night with breakfast. Holy moly.
How did you do it?
She's going to Disney World.
I did name your own price. I got a really good flight from Southwest for about $150, you know, round trip. And so then I decided, let's go. So for $16 a night was the cheapest one I could get. And it's a national brand. I mean, it's like a Days Inn.
Yeah.
Not, you know, Mike's Hotel, and it comes with breakfast. How bad can it be?
Trish, you're a genius. We hope you have a great time there.
Yeah,
go for it. Let's go to East Greenwich, Rhode Island, and Gina. Gina, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well. What are you up to?
Well, I found unbelievable deals in Ireland. You have to remember, Europe's in a recession, too.
Yes.
I called Bed and Breakfast directly. They offered me beautiful rooms, a room for my teenage daughters at half price. So I think contacting Bed and Breakfast directly and telling them your situation really, really is a wonderful option.
How about the airfare to Ireland this summer? Was it heavy, light? How did it hit you?
It was light. Aer Lingus out of Boston. I don't think a lot of people in Europe are traveling either. So there are lots of deals out there, especially with the country's own airlines.
Wow. So the very thing that makes it tough to go may also make it cheaper. And we're seeing all that because people need to move those rooms, move those meals. Joel Robinson, give us your big life advice here. We've just got a couple minutes left. I mean, we know where you plant your flag. You say get out there and recharge. It may save your life. And I guess you're saying it this summer as much as any time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, now is the time when stress is at an all-time high, and then now is the time when you have the best deals because travel companies are trying to move those hotel rooms and those flights. So now is the time to act on it. And I just want to add one thing as well, and that is some very historical event happened in May, and that is the first vacation law in U.S. history was introduced into Congress by Congressman Alan Grayson from Florida. It's something that myself and the Take Back Your Time group have worked on for a long time. We have no time off by law in this country, unlike Europe, which has 4 to 5 weeks by law. So I would encourage everybody to support the Paid Vacation Act of 2009, which would give everyone 2 weeks off by law, make it legit for you to take a vacation, and support the Take Back Your Time group, which is at takebackyourtime.org.
2 weeks by law and make the most of it. Joe Robinson, author of Work to Live, joining us from Santa Monica. Thanks a lot for being with us, Joe.
My pleasure.
Catherine, if they pass that, vacation destinations will be happy. Florida will be happy. And maybe it'll be happen. I mean, Europe way ahead of the U.S. in mandating that vacation time. Catherine, thank you very much for being with us from the L.A. Times today. It's been great to have you.
Tom, it was great. Thank you.
I should say right here, we've got a lot of links at our website, On Point Radio, that we put together for different things that may help you with your vacation this summer. Nina, I've got to ask you, what is Girlfriend Getaways? That's your second magazine. Just 5 seconds here. What is it?
It's a magazine for women that are going away together, that, you know, the moms out there that really need that vacation more than anybody else.
Hey,
getting away with your friends.
That's great. Budget Travel and Girlfriend Getaways, editor-in-chief Nina Wildorf. Thank you very much for joining us,
thank
Nina.
You.
Hey, everybody, have a great vacation, however you do it. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.